This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah.
Right. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. First of all, we want to say it's over with for the Black History Month. If you blinked, you probably missed it. Yeah. And we want to give a little shout out to our sponsors, Hemp It Ain't Easy, straight out of Oakland, the New Millennium Barbershop, the Shop Hair Lounge, where the ghetto Googler is also there cutting fades and beating kids' ass. We got a new sponsor called Pussy Grabbers Lingerie.
Oh.
Yeah, one size fits all, from gorilla smugglers to the monkey paws. We got draws and bras.
Yeah.
Draws and bras.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did.
I don't know where we get these sponsors, but keep them coming. I love them. Now, we got a young man that called in last week. He's in studio right now. Stoney the Dealer.
Say that thing.
Stoney the Dealer is here. Welcome to the lounge. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, bro.
Hey,
thank
Stoney.
Let me introduce our panel. We have Farouk, also known as the Ghetto Googler. Say what's up to him.
What it do, bro?
Yeah. Then we have the lovely Danielle Carr, the co-hostess with the mostest.
How you doing, Miss Lady?
Hello. How are you, Stoney?
I'm blessed, Queen.
And of course, my name is Mad Marv. I'm the host of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge, Trap
what
Comedy
it do,
at its
big
finest.
Dog?
Yeah, we want to let everybody know, you know, if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself.
That part right there.
Yeah, we're going to show everybody how to turn themselves into dope, and they become the re-up man themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Now, today is Tuesday. We call it Taco, Titty, and Tequila Tuesday. Usually, Farouk, did you have any tequila today?
Of course I did.
What brand?
I forgot, but it was good.
It had to be good.
We had the Casadores, though, that one.
Sometime.
Was that sometime?
Yeah, sometime. Did you have titties or tacos today?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, titties. I haven't had tacos yet.
And of course, I had my goddamn tacos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. So, look, we got Stoney the Dealer here. And what's good about this guy right here is he's straight out of Watts.
Yeah. My dad's from
Watts. Shout out.
That's right.
Nixon Garden Project.
Hey, yeah. That's 2 minutes from my project.
Yeah. And you joined Imperial. Imperial. Yeah.
Oh, you know what that is, huh?
Yeah. Her dad. You know, dad gonna make sure.
Okay.
Dad gonna make sure she know.
She related to Chi Chi now.
Mama Chi. Mama Chi.
You know, I got two cousins named Chi Chi.
Oh, I told you that's real. That Chi Chi name is real.
I know. It goes a long way, too. It goes a long way. Now, tell us a little something about your music. How long you been doing music?
I've been making music in total about 5 years. I was always musically inclined to do it, but it wasn't nothing I never put no effort into until about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What happened 5 years ago that just made you want to get musically inclined and get down with the music?
Life happened to me growing up. Two of my best friends that I came from the mud with, like, I don't have no memories with these dudes not being in my life.
Uh-huh.
One got 10 years in jail, and then 2 months right after that, the other one, he got killed.
Damn, so then it was just Stoney the Lonely.
Yeah, it was just me by myself.
The Lonely,
like,
Stoney.
Yeah, so it was
the,
like,
Lonely,
it was
Stoney.
It was just real reality. Aww. That's what it was. It
you
was
and
like
your pen
reality.
And some paper, huh?
It was, yeah, it was just reality of what do I, it was like, you have a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one.
What I like about this guy right here is because that's a relatively short period of time to have been doing music. You said like about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And you happen to be on Mike Epps' soundtrack.
Yeah.
Meet the Blacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's a big opportunity. You know, to be on a soundtrack as well.
Thank you. And
you got some music coming out and everything, and it's hot to death. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, bro.
I was talking to him earlier, and he was talking about how he kind of felt himself being a lucky motherfucker. Like, you know, everything he was doing in the streets, he damn near missed all the action. Like, it was a shootout. He had just left. And shit.
Right. You know,
cops came in, busted shit. They just missed.
They always miss me. So
do you think that's karma? Like, you know, it was saving you for something greater?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. And I think those was like my wake-up calls. That I wasn't taking, I was taking them for granted. Mm-hmm. Like when those things would happen, I'd be like, "Y'all niggas crazy. I'm back up in here. That means more money for me today." Like, you feel me? I'm in here. Y'all got caught.
How many niggas did they take?
Y'all got caught. Like, you feel me? They on y'all. Like, you feel me? I wasn't until, but those things would happen. But it was never of somebody that I was with on a regular, like my best. These was my best guys, like you feel me. My right and left hand. Like,
now, do you think? Because I know a lot of rappers, they rap about being in the trap and being in the streets. Do you think it's basically a prerequisite for a real rapper to have actually lived what he's rapping about?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Because for real, now you know, with your comedy. You know, you talk about Granny Gummy and you talk about a lot of things that went on in the hood. Now, do you make that shit up or is that stuff that really happened to you?
Real true life stories,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, facts.
I'm just telling them in a humorous way. Yeah. But just like adding to what he was saying about how he always bypassed a lot of negative situations, that's a prime example of that when you get caught up in chasing your own dream. Mm-hmm. You bypass it, you miss a lot of bullshit, man, because you're on course of your destiny. You know, you're not letting somebody else's bullshit become your destiny.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because I'm saying, now you was missing all the action. Why was you late? You was writing rhymes and shit?
Like, no, at the time, it was just, I think it was just a higher power. Like, you know, I think God was looking out for me. I wasn't paying no attention.
It wasn't like you missed the Imperial bus.
Nah,
it was just like,
I've been over here about 3 days straight. Like, all right, I gotta go home right quick. I gotta go, you know, do something in the street.
And that's
like,
when the bullshit started.
And that's when it happened. It always would happen, and I would be just gone. And it would always happen like that. Like,
now, Danielle, do you have any trap experience?
Not really. I mean, I dealt with.
That means she's still trapping. She don't want to incriminate herself. <All right.
laughs> I mean, you know, not really. Sell a dime or two. You know, somebody
here or there.
if you ain't got your wreck, I got you.
Now, we noticed you got some.
That's called middlemanning.
Okay.
One thing about Danielle, she always wears some different lipstick. I don't know if she'd be fine. What flavor is that?
Oh, this is 24 Karat Bold.
Are you making this shit up?
Maybe, maybe not.
Farouk, earlier, he tried to guess.
No, what did he call it? What did he call it earlier?
Pole dancer. Pole dancer gold.
Pole dancing gold.
You think that's funny, Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, y'all. Yeah. See, that's what that's happens right. when you get outnumbered.
That's right.
Pole
dance.
Right.
That's right.
And please. That's not gold. It's just glitter, y'all.
Yeah.
Only glitter. Whole glitter. It's called whole glitter gold.
I like whole glitter gold.
Shade. Thank you, Stoney.
I like whole glitter gold.
Thank you, Stoney.
Holes do a whole lot for your ass.
It's working. Right, it's working.
No, but we love Danielle. She always
comes. I could rock the lipstick. Okay, I could do that. I could do She Is Going With My.
So when
you're
going back to Hooker Red, I want to see that
Hooker Red.
You like the red?
Yeah, that Hooker Red.
Okay, so which one is it? Is it gold that's a hooker or is it red that's a hooker?
All of them.
I mean, make up your mind. So it's just, I'm a hooker. Is that what you're trying to say? Oh, okay.
I'm saying that.
It's like whatever I wear.
Lipstick.
It's got to be hooker.
No, but
color.
I'm just saying your lipstick is hooking people when they see you have them hooked.
Oh.
I'm not saying it like that. I don't know what you
That's
do.
A good cleanup.
I don't know what you do,
like
moonlighting the freelance. I don't know that.
Now, you know my
no,
favorite.
No, you don't.
My favorite, Danielle, I don't know if you got my favorite. My favorite is Hood Rat Carmex. You have
to Well, I mean, we all had
hood rat Carmex.
I mean, then we all some hood rats because all of us did. Okay,
if you don't know what hood rat Carmex is, people are just simply Vaseline, petroleum jelly.
Yeah,
is that what that is?
Yeah.
So look here, we about to go. We about to check out this video from Stoney the Dealer, and what we want to also say is this, because you know it's a lot of young kids coming up out there. That you know, they aspire to be rappers and artists, and they really, really want to do this. But a lot of them, Stoney, you know, they just think if they got the talent of rapping, that's all it takes. But I know it's more to it than that, business wise. What would be your suggestion? Like, give me the number top three things that they should have in order before they just go out there and try to say, oh, well, I'm a dope-ass rapper. I need to get paid.
Well, you need to have some type of budget for yourself.
Okay.
You need to have some type of direction of where you're going. You don't have to know the whole thing, but if you need to know what you want and what you stand on.
Have like an idea what direction you're going in. Yeah, what you're talking about or something.
And then the third thing I would say is stay true to the one and two.
Well, what about the business game? Is it anything that they should take with them as far as logistics, you know, bank accounts or empowering themselves with their names? Or
that's what I mean by having some type of budget, some type of limit that you're willing to spend on yourself, or it has to be an X amount.
Invest in yourself,
right? It has to be something. Like when I first got started out here, like, a lot of people didn't know who I was, but a lot of people on my side of town knew who I was, because I was the type where, okay, I would go downtown to the little fashion district where they sell CDs and stuff. And
to the alleys and
shit? Yeah, to the alley. I would go down there. I would go down there and spend $20, and I would get 100 CDs. And 100 cases to go with them. Not even the fold kind, the little plastic slip kind.
Right.
I'm grinding. It don't matter. I'm going to write my name on it. And I'm going to put my Gmail and all that and what this CD is called. And I'm going to go pass them out. And every day, I would beat the streets. I would go to a different place. I'm on Wilshire. I'm in North Hollywood. I'm downtown. I'm in Paramount. Like, I'm in a different spot
promoting
myself. I'm not trying to make no money off of this. I'm happy if you even just take it, because I know once you take it, you're going to know it's flame. Like, you feel me? Like, once you put it in, you're not going to deny me. Like, once you hear it, you're not going to deny me. So, that's the part when I mean,
so,
like,
basically, what you want to tell them is important. Invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you don't invest in yourself,
don't wait for nobody else to do it.
How you going to expect somebody else to invest
in you? Don't wait for nobody else to do it. And today, especially today, like, perception is reality. Like, the brokest dude, long as he got on a couple of chains, MCM bag, or whatever you talking about, whatever's fly, them little Giuseppe shoes they be wearing.
He talking about that, like, he talking about Lil Yachty.
Yeah, I'm saying
Giuseppe.
I'm saying whatever it's called. Like, I don't wear it. Like, you feel me? But
the designer
stuff that they wear. Once you see them in that, you automatically think, oh, this is somebody I want to. They got it.
Right.
So I'm like, if you even have a piece of that going for yourself, somebody is going to be looking at you like you're something.
That.
Like, you just have to promote that and put it out right.
Well, okay, we're getting ready to do this now. Anybody got Twitter? This is the Twitter handle, Mad Marv Comedy, at Marv Comedy on Twitter. That's the handle. Now, we're going to go to this commercial. And Stoney, why don't you introduce this video? Let the people know what this video is about. And we're going to watch this. And Stoney, the dealer, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome him to the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge.
Hey,
what's the name of it?
This video is called Had to Be. This is not even out yet. It's a world premiere right here. I bring
this
for y'all. Yeah, it's not
we
even
got
out.
Exclusive. Oh, my
this
goodness.
This not even out. It was shot by Tyler Hasselhoff. Shout out my boy. And I directed it. I directed it myself.
That's a tragedy. This what it is, what it had to be. Why you nigga mad at me? Do what it had to be. Do what it had to be. Why you nigga mad at me? Do what it had to be. Do what it had to be. Do what it had to be. My mama on Section 8, granny on Section 8. Grew up eating microwave, hungry man, dinner plate. Thugging in the highway, shoot a better thigh weight. Little nigga tank topping brains like I'm Riley. Still selling OTP for the Andre. Still smoking loaded flower bomb like I'm Wiley. And on sale final, no rebate. My baby mama stay mad at me. My digiscale need batteries. My auntie died like 2 weeks ago. Rest in peace, see that's a tragedy. This what it is, what it had to be. Why you nigga mad at me? Selling nickel bags in the sandbox. I've been in the lot since the Lakers had Rick
knee deep in bullshit like tube socks. Sit in one spot all day like a desktop. I keep woods and papers like a one stop. I'm the reason why the set hot. I'm the reason why your baby making pit stops. She wanna see that boozy fade with the dreadlocks. This what it had to be, boy, I thought I told y'all. My baby mama stay mad at me. My digiscale need batteries. My auntie died like 2 weeks ago. Rest in peace, see that's a tragedy. This what it is, what it had to be. Why you nigga mad at me? Then what it had to be? Then what it had to be? Why you nigga mad at me? Then what it had to be? Then what it had to be? Then what it had to be?
That's right.
Oh my God, that was his daughter, you guys, in the video. She very is aggressive. So cute.
Yeah, we got your little princess right there.
Oh my gosh, she was so good too.
Yeah, she, very obedient.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She complied,
that's
honey.
Yeah, that's good. Stoney the Dealer, ladies and gentlemen. Get that. You know what I'm saying? So we back. Comedy Lounge right here. Now, we got some topics that's going on this week, man. That's really crazy, man. So one of the main topics is you fired and you get no medical. Now, is that a Trump thing or what's going on? Somebody explain that to me.
Trump thing.
Well, when you look at what happened over the past week, 43 attorneys got fired. Federal attorneys got fired. Mm-hmm. This week, and a lot of people were saying, and one of them was told he was going to be able to keep his job by both Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, and Donald Trump. That was Preet, I forget his last name, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it's Preet. Mm-hmm. He's an Indian cat, and he handles all the big cases, all the big corporate cases, corporate corruption down in New York. So what a lot of people are hypothesizing is that they fired the entire bunch of people just to get him out of there because he's going to be investigating them.
Now, Farouk, what do you think about that bullshit?
Man, I just let it all play out. Like, I just keep trying to tell people, man, when you emotionally attach your life or your feelings to other people's bullshit, then your life becomes just as in shambles, fucked up in what you see going on. And see,
and you're expendable.
Yeah, but exactly. It's just like working out. See, our country done got fucked up or out of shape. Mm. So it's like working out. If you're not used to being in the gym for a while, you have to break the body down first in order to rebuild. So it's a painful process. And a lot of people, they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel because they've been so used to these empty promises and dreams. So here's somebody telling you that it's fucked up, and I don't really know how I'm going to fix it, but I'm going to do this shit my way. And if nothing else, I'm going to get my hands on some more billions. They don't know he's opening up the floodgate for you. If you got any little peanut-ass idea, put that to work and try to work on that. Mm. See, when you're looking at how somebody else rolling on their bike, you go run into a motherfucking pebble in the road and fall off of your tricycle.
Now, Danielle, I know that a lot of women, they were really was trying to get involved in the political process this year, and I know they was a little butthurt about Hillary and everything. Mm-hmm. But if you could say, what would be your idea of the things that a female president would do for the issues that you women have that you're faced with on a day-to-day basis?
Well, one thing is I'm sure she wouldn't try to abolish Planned Parenthood. Like, mm-hmm. That is...
Y'all need y'all abortion, huh?
Hello, for sorry-ass niggas like y'all. I mean, for the ones that are sorry.
I mean, but
and big ups to the ones that do what they're supposed to do, Stoney.
My solution to that is keep your legs closed and be selective of who you fuck with.
It ain't like...
Absolutely right as well.
You can't use abortion as a means of birth control.
No, you cannot.
Self-control is the best birth control.
Absolutely.
Quit getting drunk. Quit getting drunk. And just because this nigga had hazel eyes and pretty dimples, you thinking this nigga was going to be Prince Charming or a breadwinner. Stop falling for that bullshit.
I want men to stay and do their part and raise their daughters so that these women can have a better idea of what not to go to. They'll have a reference point.
They like still I don't want that.
Right,
right. When their daddy go to work all the time, they don't want that. They want some old tattoo slick ass nigga. Nah. You know, they don't want
but
that.
But daddy will give them game. Image, if daddy is the there, image, daddy's
well,
going to give them game.
Well, see, here's the whole thing is. They don't know if daddy telling the truth until they go out there and get their feelings hurt by some knucklehead. Then daddy got to tell you, you see what?
Yeah.
Because, see, they got a mama, too. Yeah. And mama got the wagons drawing with her homegirl, and they talking about, you know, some nigga stripping at the right track or, you know, some nigga that ain't got no job. Some nigga ain't got no job, but, you know.
You know what's interesting about that is I knew this girl. She had a kid by one of the strippers, and she never really even knew the stripper's real name. You know what I'm saying? She never
by,
even.
By like a male stripper?
Yeah, she never even. Well. She just used to call the nigga Oily Ray. You know what I'm saying? That's all she knew, Oily Ray. You know what I'm saying? That's all she knew. She never knew the nigga's real name at all. Was talking about he's so sorry. I said, no, that nigga's slick. Oily is slick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is you guys got to have better choices. I mean, don't just go ahead and say, well, I'm going to have this kid and think you're going to find out Oily Ray's real name once the baby born.
Exactly. I agree. You
if he's sleeping on this damn mama couch, your coochie and the child ain't no motivation. Right. See, that's what you don't understand. Yeah, you know, you think you could just go pick a nigga off the grapefruit tree and turn his ass into an apple. It's not going to happen. Okay?
No,
you got to look at what you start with.
First of all,
you gotta,
like niggas sell dreams sometimes.
Okay, you
got to.
Here's the dream, though. Niggas sell dreams. Everybody sell dreams. But here it is. Women got to learn how to, when they meet dudes, just pay attention and quit talking because he just with it. You talk about how the last nigga treated you bad, and you talk about what type of man you want. So he be like, well, shit, I do that same fucked up shit. So, oh, no, I ain't going to do that.
Oh, no,
man.
That ain't me.
I'm not going to do that. And he tries to play the role of your expectations. So your expectations lead you to believe the bullshit. When you look at reality,
why can't niggas just be real?
No,
straight
because you have from to be jump. Because you have to be real with yourself.
If
you're not real with yourself, you can always get caught up in a lie. Now, when you're real with yourself, just ask a nigga like this on the first date. See, everybody got a false ass representation on the first date.
Now, hold
on, even women.
We want everybody to hear this. Now, this is for all the ladies out there that ask this question: why can't niggas be real? Ask this question, and then you will see for yourself. What's the question for
the nigga facial expression to everything is be like, you know what? You cute and all of that, and I like you, and I'm glad, first of all, that you paying for dinner. But I just want to ask you.
This is the girls that you date?
No, I date women. I'm not in the dating scene. I've been in a relationship, a full-time relationship for 15 years.
Oh,
so if you single, you either undecided... America, if you are single nowadays, male or female, you either undecided or something.
So you out the game. You don't even know what you're
it's
talking
something
about.
Fucked
you
up about you.
For
I know.
15 years.
I know that this because is dating what, is for people playing games.
This
okay?
is what they should say.
Courting,
so they can find out.
Courtship, Danielle, is somebody who's looking for somebody to build something with. Dating it for somebody to just looking for somebody to pay for a meal or for cheap thrills. Now, in the dating game, and I'm going to tell you how much game I got. See, I quit pimping hoes when I had daughters, okay? Because my outlook on women changed. When I seen the women give natural birth to my children, I thought about how the importance of a woman. Even though I had that connection with my mother, I seen it with my eyes, so... Just because a person stopped doing stuff, Danielle, don't mean that they don't keep up to date on what's going on.
Okay.
Now, what you do is when you meet this dude.
Now, you at the dinner.
And you ask him this, right? Real question. Just ask a nigga, when the last time you had an AIDS test?
Right.
Oh, the dinner. Okay, he gonna say, check, please.
See, the real question brings upon a real answer, if not a real response.
Right.
Now, when you look at him. Instead of your fucking iPhone, when you look at him in his eyes, you're gonna notice a certain reaction.
You seem
so
angry. You seem very aggressive.
No, I'm not angry. See, I'm passionate about what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm only aggressive.
I'm passionate about stuff that you ain't done in 15 years.
No, I'm only aggressive about my paper.
Now, hold on. Let's
see. I date
dollars. Let's see how real this is, fool.
But you very passionate about something that you ain't done in 15
years. Well, I have
years.
To give my daughters advice. I have grown daughters.
Let's put this to the test.
And they do pretty good listening to their daddy's advice.
Let's put this to the test. Now, Danielle, if you was at dinner with a man.
Yes.
Now, first of all, he probably stopped listening after you thanking for the dinner because niggas ain't never heard a thank you for buying dinner. So he probably be zoned out.
Okay.
But if you made it past that and you asked him when was the last time he had an AIDS test.
Okay.
How much would that mean to you if he was to answer that question at all, period?
I mean, well,
would you even have the would you have the
overreach? Of course, to even I would ask him that. I mean, I would ask him that when it mattered, because I don't even know that this is the first date. Because we don't even know that I'm gonna have sex with you. Okay, so why thank do I care? So, why so do I care? I don't even know you.
This is the way, Danielle, is what I'm saying to my daughters is to ward off bullshit.
Right.
When you're a female, right? When you meet a dude and you say, you know what? I think you're just the type of guy my father would want to meet. You get a response, Danielle. It's not about whether you like him or not. What I'm saying is you force somebody's hand. Okay, see,
to
women
feed you the bullshit.
Women don't understand. Women don't understand how much power that they have, because a lot of females, not speaking about you, Danielle, are so high strung or caught up in their bullshit that they can't see themselves in the picture in order to find themselves out of unnecessary bullshit. Now, what I'm saying is, when you ask real questions, you get a real response and you pay attention to the body language. Now, for one, you ward off bullshit when you ask him questions like that, because it's not just you seeking for stuff, okay? Most women that go out and they date dudes and they end up getting taken advantage of is because they have a disposition and they speak too much emotionally, you know, in layman's term, the old people who haven't dated in a while.
Right.
They call this wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Right.
See, when you wear your heart on your sleeve, lady, it's bound to get knocked off in the dirt. And I'm tired of women complaining about men pissing them off, but thing is, piss them off up at the top and you run the bullshit away fast.
Now listen.
That's true too.
Now, Danielle.
I appreciate that part.
Danielle, now you heard what he said. Now,
I did.
Now, from your perspective,
mm-hmm.
since let's just say you at that same dinner.
Okay.
Okay, he still, that somehow this nigga still paying for the dinner in this scenario too. What kind of question would you think it would be appropriate to ask to ward off bullshit other than the AIDS test?
Do you have a chick? Like, are you seeing anybody? Does any girl out there think
can you ask
that you're their man?
That's an average question. No, see, you have to look at it unorthodox. See, that question right there is an average question.
Because that's just, I mean, I don't know how
But
to,
listen,
like, okay.
listen, Dan, yeah, that's the question that the average man is going to get answered.
Right.
And a lot of women,
okay.
if it's just like hanging out, socializing, mm-hmm. they really don't care if you have a chick or you are married, because they don't look at it no more than just having a dinner,
right.
socializing, or probably networking. You understand what I'm saying? Not every date ends up with a happy ending, going to a massage parlor.
Whether he had a chick or not, didn't stop you from eating that motherfucking cheesecake.
But whether he has a chick or not, you know if he is interested.
Right.
Even if you don't know.
There.
But the thing is,
if he's honest,
you say you're looking for somebody to spend some time, right? You end up with a nigga ain't got no job because he got all the fucking time in the world.
And he
gonna tell you, look,
exactly.
I do my little side hustle, baby, but, you know, I ain't like that nigga. He working all the time. He neglecting you. I'll be there for you. He be there for you because he ain't got a goddamn thing else to do. So what I'm saying is, don't get caught up in the bullshit and don't give people rocks to throw at you. See, a lot of women, they talk about the fucked up nigga that they with currently or either been with. You know, don't do that. You know, don't speak bad about your baby daddy because your integrity goes down.
Right.
You know, because you had a baby with him.
Plus, some people might find him
this side of spectacular when you had your legs up in the air.
Some people might find him a cool nigga now.
Yeah, and now don't abort the child. Just abort fucking around with a sorry motherfucker. Find that out first, ladies, because it's real simple and easy, okay? Like me, for instance, when I was dating and just going out clubbing or whatever. I will always stand by the bar and look at my clock at around 10:30 or 11 o'clock. I would look at my watch at 10:30, 11 o'clock. So all the sisters that I would see leaving, I automatically knew those are the ones that had a real life and had a job.
Yeah. Right.
Now the two big floozies, they're hanging out to two, ain't got a goddamn thing to do in the morning.
But that was mostly the women that I was looking for, the ones wobbling off the seat.
That's
what I would look for. I would always check for the wobble.
So whoever you are and what you're looking for is looking for you. If you playing games, lying to a nigga, eventually you'll find somebody that's going to tell you a better lie, and then you pissed off in the end. So, ladies, quit playing games with yourself and be honest on what you want for a man.
Now, if it's any women out there, because we get a lot of phone calls in here and stuff, but what I have noticed, Kev and Danielle, I haven't noticed that too many women call in and chime in and give their perception of what's going on out here right. in the world. Now, if there's any women out there that's listening and want to chime in, call in at 323-293-3375 because we would really love to hear what you guys have to say about that. And this only goes out to women that's not in the GS every week because
we're talking about real boss women, man, that control their life on their own day.
Yes, please, women, we do absolutely have to be selective.
Sisters right. out there, yeah. please call in yeah. so you can give Danielle Square Ass some real game. Yeah. Call in.
Man, you can, I'm square. You can catch I'd rather me, be that. Catch me I'll on, be square. It's okay, Farouk. I'll
catch me on the Twitter handle at Mad Marv Comedy, at Mad Marv.
Yeah, I don't think he's joking.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Now, that's funny because I'm sitting there, and we gave you the chance, Danielle, to give a pertinent question at that dinner table.
And it was, do you have any chicks?
The same old regular
why you say it like that? You didn't even say it with as much confidence. Yeah. She said it retarded. Just, do you have any chicks?
Because now, y'all made me sound like I was hella basic. Like, I was a basic
bitch. But what if the nigga
answer
you and say, I don't have a hella chick, but I am seeing this one guy?
Whoa.
I mean, we live in that world
we'll
today.
Cool. Then we would be cool and we'd be partners and I'll.
You say, that's why
let's
we.
Go get a mani-pedi.
Is that why we eat that pizza?
Yes, let's go get a mani patty, honey. I'm going to take you shopping with me, honey.
You want to borrow some of this bronze stripper pole lipstick?
right, hook a hoe, glitter, gold.
They could go get wax together, go get waxies together. Oh, man. Shit.
Now, we got this other thing that the Trump was talking about this week, the Trump care bus. Now, what was that about, Kev?
Well, basically, it's health care plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, which is one of his platforms that he ran on, one of his campaign promises. So what he did
is it going to be cheaper or more?
The CBO came out with their estimates today. It's a nonpartisan committee that gives you the estimates on what this whole thing would cost. And they said that in the first year, 18 million people would lose their health insurance. It would cost more. And the people that would save money would actually be anybody making over $250,000 a year, whereas the people that are poor, sick, and actually need health care would not get it.
Okay, we got a caller right now. Hello, caller. Welcome to the lounge. What's your name?
What's up, man? It's John from Alaska.
Oh, from Alaska. How's it down there? You just chilling? What's on your mind on the line today?
You got a question for the ghetto Googler.
Okay, you got a question for the ghetto Googler? What is the question?
Yeah, I got two of them, man.
Okay, what is the first one?
One, what was Malcolm X's real name?
Malcolm X's real name?
I know that one.
Is that what you asked me, brother? Malcolm X's real name was Malcolm Little. When he converted into Islam.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, when he converted into Islam and he embraced his true Islamic name, his real name is El Malik El Shabazz.
All right, I got another one for you.
Okay, what's number two?
What was the name of Chuck Todd, the guy that Van beats in L.A. Ride?
I can't hear you.
What was the name of Chuck Todd, the guy that beat in L.A. Ride?
That's
easy. Oh, yeah.
Who?
Oh.
Rodney King.
Reginald Denny.
Reginald Denny. His name was Reginald Denny, and he got busted in his head with a goddamn brick on a corner of Florence and Normandy. It is a historical ass whooping. It is recorded, and it will go down in history the day when niggas was nothing to fuck with.
The ghetto Googler has done it again. Thank you again, caller.
Appreciate it. Send me some damn salmon.
Right. Alaska. I wonder what part. Bad. Juneau, Anchorage. Anchorage.
That's the only major city. All that other shit is wilderness. You be Juneau starving your ass off in the world.
No, Fairbanks is cool. Now, look, I've been to Alaska, and I'm going to tell you, surprisingly, I've had the best barbecue I've ever had in my life in Alaska.
It was barbecue salmon?
No, it wasn't barbecue salmon. That motherfuckers had brisket and everything down there.
Wow. Bear. They eat bear meat up there.
Yeah, bison.
Bear meat sweet. Bear.
Goose.
Yeah. It don't even need no barbecue sauce. That shit delicious.
It tastes like chicken.
No, it really tastes like honey.
Moose meat.
Moose meat. I want some elk. Meat. I'll do some elk.
Quail. They eat all kind of shit.
You keep that bullwinkle shit to your goddamn self. I'm cool. I'm cool. You, shit. You fuck with that bullwinkle, you fuck with that squirrel. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that was, he almost did a good try. That was almost a good try because those are two easy-ass questions.
Those
were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he sure did come from 92 with that shit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know the day that Malcolm X was assassinated?
I know it was in 1965.
Yes, sir, it was. What year? I mean, month? What month?
Danielle, hi, y'all.
It was in a month close to his birthday. It was in May.
No, it was February 21st.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations.
But his birth, what's his birthday?
She's a Googler.
His birthday is in May.
May what?
I was
19th.
He was born. My cousin.
You must have did a book report on that shit.
My cousin was named
You know what? My father. My father made me.
He was born
actually.
The same day.
Oh, for real?
He was born May 19th too. Rest in peace, Malcolm Jamal Jeffrey. Rest in peace.
That's what's up. Now, we getting into the nitty gritty right here. Now that was actually a good question. Now we're going into what they call the March Madness is what's going on right now.
Yeah.
A lot of good
basketball.
Now, are you familiar with the March Madness thing?
Yes.
What do you know about March Madness?
I know that y'all go hard all in the month of March.
With what sport?
Basketball, of course. The different West and the East and the conferences.
Brackets.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
What's your favorite team?
I would have to say, of course, because, you know, I'm an L.A. girl, a Laker.
We're talking about college.
Oh, for college.
Who you got for the bracket?
Oh, ooh. UCLA, I heard,
yep,
was
yep,
really
very
good.
Easy, very easy.
Yeah, that was
good answer. Looking at this bracket right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, right now, the East and West.
See, I'm so starved for attention here, y'all. I'm like, yay, I got one.
You got two. You got the Malcolm shit.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. The cool thing is
that... You still got to get your goddamn dating questions right, Danielle.
I do.
The cool thing about it...
I just got to listen to Ghetto the Google.
Danielle, the cool thing about it is...
Good advice.
The East and West thing is really going on right now, especially with the weather, because we're having some exceptionally good weather.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the East Coast is having, you know, some tremendously fucked up...
Oh, they're having whiteouts.
But the funny thing about it, in California, when we have good weather or hot weather or whatever, people still act crazy. It just got how hot was it today?
It was 84 degrees.
People lost their damn mind. People was like, "Run for the shade!" Oh shit, it's hot. They run for the shade. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't like, think you need shade? Because you know they not happy with anything out here. When it was raining, people said we had a storm. It was sprinkling. Like, as soon as you buy an umbrella, it's time to leave that motherfucker home. You know what I'm saying? And people still act like they can't drive, even if it's just a little water on the ground.
But it was kind of wasn't a deluge.
I saw white people had shorts on.
It
was raining.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So
that's
you
what
know,
white people do.
And I saw
shout
it was
out
a,
to white folks. Hey.
Did you see the one, Farouk, where the whole roof caved in from snow?
That's sad.
That was sad. There was, 2,000 pounds of snow pressure, and the whole roof caved in.
Put a ton down.
So the roof wasn't on fire.
No. No, it was not. No, it was not. Did you see the beach house and all, you know how to, and it was close to the water? And the whole entire little balcony they
just
had
fell down.
It froze.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for that shit because like sometimes people get too close. They want to live too close to the elements, like the people that got the house on the hills and shit.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing it because it just looked like that shit about to slide off.
Well, you don't want a house on the edge of a cliff.
If you don't slide off,
I was
going
to say, I'm going to try to get to the hills, though.
If you get scratched on your ass for a mountain lion, that's your fault.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to stop pushing the edge of living in their habitat.
I mean, because we still have mountain lions in the mountains. Because that's where they hang out at.
Yeah, they hang out in the mountains.
And bears, too.
Now, what's funny to me, Farouk, and I noticed this, Danielle, I know you've seen this, when they ain't got shit else to do on the news or shit else to show. And they show a bear that snuck into some white person's yard. He's swimming in their swimming pool.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't know what to do. I know what to do. Move, nigga, move. Move. You got motherfucking bears in the neighborhood. It's time to move.
And stop feeding the bears, too.
Well, I mean, shit, we got bears in the neighborhood, too, Mark.
We got bears in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
ain't never
bear
seen
bear cabinets, bear feet, bear pockets. Bear, we got some goddamn bears too.
We got some bear pockets. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I've been running from the bears damn near all my life.
Grizzly bears.
Yeah, for hell real.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You right about that.
California's a bear.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but Boo, and that reminds me of that movie that came out, and everybody been talking. Anybody seen that movie, Get Out?
Yeah, of course.
I saw it three times.
Now, this is the movie. This is the movie where the black guy is dating the white girl, and she takes him home to meet the family. And something starts being a little crazy. He's a little uncomfortable, and they start doing some crazy shit. Black people are acting funny as hell. Black people acting weird, talking, you know, eating peanut butter jelly.
When homeboy came running at him.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So, but a lot of people was talking about it because they said it's a lot of hidden messages in there.
Oh, it was so many, especially with the cotton.
Which one did you find that was
cotton? Hidden? The cotton.
What you mean with cotton?
The cotton. I can't give away the movie, but the cotton when he was
that shit been out 2 weeks now. Ain't?
Okay, so when he was when he you know had that experience and he was sitting there remembering and digging and then the you know the chair got exposed
cotton coming
and
out
then
of there.
He saw it but the cotton ended up saving him right but. That was, I was like, now he picking cotton? Like, well, goddamn. I said, well, what else are they going to do? I mean, they just
niggas ain't stopped picking cotton. It's a tradition right now. You got a lot of Southern people that go back down south on a certain weekend and they get out in the goddamn cotton fields with their kids and pick cotton. Niggas still picking cotton.
Now, what did you notice in the movie that was
well, I noticed, you know, the main thing is on how a lot of brothers are getting abducted and getting robbed for their organs and also the grafting and the trans, the energy transplant, because you got to realize the weird tall dude that was chopping wood like he was Daniel Boone running around crazy. And an old fecal ass lady in working in the house.
She had a weird
that was their grandparents. That was their grandparents. Look, their father was some type of doctor, a neurosurgeon, and the mama was a hypnosis.
Hypnosis.
So they hypnotize your ass. First of all, they send the daughter, the white girl, to bait your ass in. Remember he looked in the closet and seen all the books and shit, all the niggas?
Yep.
So what they was doing was
grafting
the white folks back into them.
Remember? I thought I saw one of the pictures had Kanye West picture on it.
No.
I could have swore I saw like
yeah, he probably visited them.
I said, this that's nigga done dated every white woman.
God, I know. Ooh, it was a militant. He looked like Keith David. Yeah, he had on a hat, though.
Yeah, they said another hidden message was where when she was eating the Fruit Loops, she kept it away from the milk. She took all the way to keep the colors away from the whites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like
oh.
Yeah. It's another message.
And she ate it half by half, like piece by piece. I just thought that just showed how crazy she was.
I saw King Kong. Did you guys catch the hidden message in King Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't know
don't piss off no big black nigga like they did your boy Faison. Y'all see that? That's a real silverback boy. Did you see how he flung his ass
around? Like a rag doll.
This is it. They mad at him and saying that's wrong. But information suggests that the TSA worker disrespected him and spit on him.
It was a valet.
The valet is a valet.
Yeah, he spit on him, right?
He said he spit on his car. He lucky
he didn't get his whole goddamn neck ripped off by that silverback.
Like,
that was the most aggressive move I ever seen that big motherfucker do.
Yeah.
He treated him like a rag doll.
It was quick. It was like a bear.
The valet dude got up. He wasn't no punk.
What's the name of the movie when your boy Leonardo DiCaprio played in
Revenant.
No, the other one.
You talking about Revenant?
Oh, yeah, when he wrestled with the bear.
Yeah,
that's what that looked like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. He got his ass yanked, boy.
That was good footage.
Yeah, that was a pretty good.
Quit disrespecting people out there. You might get your ass kicked too.
Because nevertheless, Big Perm got hold of his ass.
Yeah, he did.
Big Perm got his ass.
He looked like a true silverback.
He sure did.
Oh yeah, Big Perm got his ass right there.
He jumped on.
He was part of Fridays right there.
Yeah, he was. He was in Fridays.
He tried to throw his ass through the little scanner thing. You put your little bags and shit on. He tried to throw his ass the reverse way through there.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's in your wallet, asshole?
He deserved it though, man. You disrespected people by spitting on them.
You spit on somebody. Why would you spit on somebody?
Right. Like he five spit on times him. He spit on his car.
Shit.
Same shit. Same shit.
You spit on his car.
You can't fuck with a black man's car.
He just got it waxed. That's like spitting on him.
Right. Yeah. Hell yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, so that was, if we even know that that's move. True,
but I don't see it getting that bad.
We saw the footage.
See, when we report shit, we always have to realize, you know, we get information vicariously. That means all information is secondhanded. So we're going to use the phrase like allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
Right. So allegedly, he got his ass whipped for spitting on
him. He got an alleged
ass
whipped.
So suggestively, that means don't disrespect people or spit on them, or allegedly, you be the next person to get your ass. Guess what?
In real life.
In real life.
In real time.
Now, that's an interesting thing because I also saw King Kong, and what was hard for me to understand for the first 15 minutes of the movie, I didn't know which one was Kong. Was it the ape or was it Samuel L. Jackson?
No, I didn't see it.
No, for real, because when they put the camera on Sam, I was like, is that Kong right there? You know what I'm saying?
Because, Sam Jackson.
Yeah, he yelled through the whole movie, don't give a fuck.
Motherfucker, say what one more time.
Where's my bananas?
It's time to show that man is king.
Did you steal my bananas? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Okay. This nigga was, his nostrils was fresh. This shit was bigger
so
than
he, that. So, you know, he didn't get his ass ate up or killed in the first 5 minutes of the movies.
I think they doing that since the movie.
You said he did?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
He was in there pretty good time. I think because of the movie Get Out is out, they figure we're going to let niggas last a little bit longer in the movies now.
Thank God. And shout out to Lil Rel. That's the homie.
They got another Planet of the Apes movie coming out, too.
Yeah. That's. I can't wait for that movie to come out. Now, here we go. Back to March Madness. Didn't you have a clip? We had a clip we was going to go to because there's some crazy shit happening in the sports anyway. What's the guy's name acting for?
It's Andre Iguodala.
What happened?
Well, Portis, do you have that clip for us about how Andre Iguodala...
Introduce this clip, Kev. What happened?
Yeah, basically, what happens is they were playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they were on a stretch.
The Warriors.
Yay! On a real long road trip. And, you know, they're really tired at this point, and they're upset with the schedule that they had to play. So, subsequently, they ended up sitting out their best players against the Spurs game, which is supposed to be a highlighted game. Well, this is what happens to the response that Andre Iguodala gives in the locker room after that Timberwolves game. And you see the fatigue. And just let's give it a listen. See what you think.
All right. Let's go to it.
Is there anything else?
No.
What would dumb niggas say?
What?
Just play harder. Figure it out.
He said, what would dumb niggas say?
He said, what would a dumb nigga say?
Change is gonna come.
So, go ahead. Is it tougher to take losses like this when you come back? You know, you guys fight back from 17, get ahead by one, and then lose it right at the end?
Nah, losing is losing. You know, losing is losing. That's it.
Was it planned that you guys would take tomorrow?
We taking tomorrow?
You, Steph, Dre,
No clue. Do what Master say.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that
oh
is
my God.
That is Andre Iguodala, and he is he's known as a very, very intelligent person.
Not that day.
Oh no, he was just doing everything was in jest. So if you notice when he says, "What would a dumb nigga say?"
Right.
Oh, just play harder, change gonna come.
That was a real read.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially with
you really giving up game without really telling you, man. I mean, by them sitting the players down and all that other stuff is showing you how the game is manipulated by unseen forces. So,
what kind of backlash you think he gonna get from that?
I don't think he's gonna get too much backlash.
Well, they fined him $10,000.
Yeah, that ain't
for
shit.
For
that
what?
$10,000. Freedom of speech ain't free. Yeah.
No, it's not. You're absolutely right, Kevin.
What was out of bounds exactly?
Well, the whole thing is it. So you got to think about the media. The media knows what's going on because they're a part of it. They're trying to get him to say what's really going on so they can use him as a scapegoat. Mm-hmm. So he played the media against himself by saying basically, you know, what would a dumb nigga say? Like, you coming at me with these questions thinking that I'm a dumb nigga. That's why you asking me. Second of all, you already know that we got a call from upper office not to really play, but sit down. So we did that. These people pay me. That's why he used whatever Master said. Master the one cutting his paycheck. Now, had he said what he really wanted to say, that 10,000 goddamn fine with just number of tax write-off is a whole bunch. It could have cost his ass getting his ass out of Golden State.
Yeah.
So he saved face, and that's what it is. And let's be real
well,
now.
Well, that's a small price to pay.
Athletes are slaves, okay? Athletes in the sport world are slaves, and the owner of the franchise is the modern-day plantation
owner. So you're saying the basketball players in the NBA is nothing but a bunch of Djangos?
That's what they are. Wow. High pay.
Well, there it is.
That's a high pay.
Well, there it is there.
Oh, shit. Right. Hey, you know what? I can pay me that much money.
All right. Well, we got March Madness coming up, so we got a bunch of college people going at it. You know what I'm saying? I hate college sports myself because I just don't give a shit.
Really?
I'm a professional sports guy myself. I don't give a damn about college football whatsoever or college basketball, and I don't care about college baseball.
I don't watch college baseball. I don't watch college. Well,
I couldn't tell you what.
I don't watch baseball.
I actually only watch college sports, college basketball when UCLA is good. And right now, currently, they have a young man named Ball who is making some headlines, but his dad is making more headlines than he is right now.
He got two other brothers. His younger brother better than him in high school.
His younger brother is 7'2", ain't he?
No, not quite that tall.
Okay. But they all devoted to go to UCLA. UCLA spoke for all three of them. Right. They out there in Chino Hills, right?
Yeah, they're in Chino Hills, and he's getting a lot of attention. They're going to have him on ESPN. They're going to have
Sharif O'Neal is out there in Chino.
Who?
You never heard of him?
No.
It was high school basketball.
No, I never heard of Sharif.
Yeah, because I'm more interested in high school than I am goddamn college.
Well, LaMelo Ball plays in Chino Hills. He plays in high school. He's good out there. But his dad is making a lot of headlines because he's really boisterous about his boys. And he's like told Nike, headhunt anybody to come to him with 10 years, $1 billion. They can have the shoot contract. Otherwise, he's gonna have his.
So, what do y'all predict? Who's y'all predictions for the Final Four or the Sweet 16 at least? You know what I'm saying for the college.
Well, I think since it just started today, we're hoping that USC gets in. I think they're playing against Providence.
Is that a hope,
right,
or do they have a real good chance?
They have a real good chance. Mm-hmm. They have a good chance.
Now, when was the last time USC really were like major players in the goddamn?
I probably was in junior high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When they had Henry Bibby. Actually, they went last year, though. They went last year. They went to the tournament last year, and they had early exit.
But they got early exit. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you a team that I've been watching playing real good ball, and that's Duke. Mm-hmm. I seen Duke in the tournament. They came back. They beat up Louisville, which is a real good team.
They played four games in four days.
Right.
And then they came back the very next day, and they came from behind and whooped on Notre Dame's ass. So that's impressive to me because you got to realize the coach that Duke got right now is notably the greatest college basketball coach in history right now.
Now, how does that fare with who we going to get for the goddamn Lakers?
We want Ball.
Because unless we get Jesus, we're going to be asked out for about two more.
Well, Magic said just because his name is Magic don't mean he going to win.
That's right.
No.
At least not that time.
As long as we get a ball.
Right. Now, I know we could get rid of the whole Clippers team. I don't really care about them at all. Chris Paul, to me, is very lackluster. And shit.
Ooh. What about Blake?
Blake. They all sorry. They need to leave LA.
It's just the uniform.
And
the minute
Jamal
you put
Crawford.
The uniform on, you just
Jamal
Crawford
is as
a basketball
old
player.
As a pair of shoes that I've been having for 35 years, man.
As pro wing,
they need to get up out of here. The Clippers.
What about Vince Carter?
British
40 years old, dunked on somebody and said he's coming back for next year.
I hope he don't bring his ass back.
Vince Carter.
We talking about
the Clippers. Yeah, he's old, too.
The Clippers,
they're done. They need to move to New Mexico.
Why are we talking about the Clippers?
So would you say?
That's not sports. That's called bullshit.
So your prediction would be Duke as well?
No. I like UCLA.
Okay.
Gonzaga. Well, Gonzaga, I think they're in the same tournament. They might have to play each other. Mm-hmm. But for right now, I like Gonzaga and UCLA to come out of their bracket. I think Duke is going to come out of their bracket. Duke and Villanova.
Well, if I had to pick, I'm going to go Cal State Dominguez.
They're not in it.
I know. That's why, because I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, the tour rolls.
I was like,
well, we got that, and then we also had a
El Camino Rabbits.
El Camino.
I just gave them a mascot. They like El Camino Rabbits.
You know, that wasn't the only guy that went crazy this weekend.
The West LA Temptations.
They had Ezekiel Elliott went crazy this weekend. Right. Curtis, do we got this clip of Ezekiel at the party? He wasn't rookie of the year. He didn't get rookie of the year, but he's the best running back this year.
Yeah, they called him. He was ambassador, I guess, because it was in New Orleans or something.
Yeah. No, he's in Dallas, actually. He was in Dallas.
Okay, but Jagged Edge was performing. That's what you're talking about. He didn't get his big ass off the stage.
Were they really?
Yeah, they was.
Do we have a clip?
How was it?
Who wouldn't want to interrupt a Jagged Edge concert now?
You don't like Jagged Edge?
Yeah, that's the old shit. They have no new current music.
What is that, Sleeping in My Bed?
No, that's Drew Hill.
I don't know, man.
Jagged
Edge is that's your boy. Yeah, and the thing is, who gonna tell this big ass you gotta get the fuck off the stage? This man weighed 300 pounds solid. He's 6'5", 6'6", and he runs probably what, a 4.45?
He is security.
They said he was faster than Deion, huh? His time was faster than Deion. Let's take a look at this clip and see what this motherfucker did. That was a good Trump impression.
Yeah, now you notice she didn't have on a panty grabber or her pussy grabber or her underwear.
Right.
Man. Slapped the dog shit out of
him. We got draws and brawls.
Now that just happened this weekend. So
went over that.
See, if she'd have had pussy grabber's lingerie, she would have been all in the game.
That was not a wardrobe malfunction.
That was not. That was not. That was not Janet Jackson. That definitely wasn't Justin Timberlake.
That was.
But I believe what you guys say. He is fast. He was fast.
He's fast. He wasn't fast enough to get out that damn camera.
And it looked like the lady was suffering from nippleitis.
Yes, it did. It did. You know what the other problem is with this is he's a rookie, and they're already investigating for another sexual assault charge when he's in college.
Well, you got to understand You got to understand this. That's why I always encourage everybody to get out to the movies. Had Ezekiel Elliott seen Get Out, he wouldn't even try to touch that white girl. You see what I'm saying? You got to be more careful. Thank y'all for tuning in to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge.
I'm so proud.
Bye, we guys. Will be back at 7 p.m. next Tuesday. So tune in and catch us on the Twitter handle, Mad Marv Comedy at Marv Comedy. And we'll see you guys next Tuesday, Mad Marv Comedy Lounge.
Peace out.
Whoa, bye, yeah.
And exposed titties in public are priceless.
That nigga Tiki used to put the